wild weather in the southern plains.
We just had two tornadoes. There's one to the left. There's one to the right.
Subpoena snub.
What this means is that we will have a colossal fight.
The U.S. coast in 80 years.
A significant fraction of the coastal zone winds up permanently inundated.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and a powerful storm system rolled through the southern plains, packing tornadoes and torrential rain. Now, in places like Hominy, Oklahoma, the problem is high water.
I've never seen flooding like this. It's all around my home. It's coming in my garage.
CBS News correspondent David Begno is covering.
There is a nearby Bird Creek. Get this, the water went from 5 feet 12 hours ago to 36 feet right now. Southeast of here, there's flooding in the city of Tulsa. 11 different counties in Oklahoma had flash flood emergencies over the last 12 hours. Some places got 6 inches of rain in 6 hours.
Well, there's damage, but no apparent injuries from more than a dozen reported tornadoes in 4 states, one of them Oklahoma. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Mangum, Oklahoma.
A massive twister tore through Mangum, shredding an entire home, sending debris flying through the air.
You see it just coming a little closer, and finally my husband says, we're going to have to go somewhere.
People in La Platte, Louisiana began to survey the damage where at least 50 homes and businesses were destroyed and gas pumps were torn straight from the ground.
Fences are down, carports are gone, tin flying through the air, but all of that can be fixed. Today I'm just saying hallelujah anyhow because no one was hurt.
Forecasters say a line of bad weather is going to roll through Missouri, Iowa, and Arkansas today. Now to Washington, former White House lawyer Don McGahn plans to follow a directive from President Trump and skip a House Judiciary Committee hearing today. The Democratic chairman, Gerald Nadler of New York, has warned of serious consequences. CBS News legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
Presumably the Democrats are not going to call him to read from the special counsel's report. They want to ask him about stuff that's not in the report. Well, that is an area where the White House can claim some executive privilege, and it's up to the court to decide how much.
President Trump has lost round one in a court fight over access to his business records. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says Democrats on a House committee want to see them.
In ordering the president's accounting firm to comply with the committee's demands within 7 days, Federal District Court Judge Amit Mehta rejects the president's argument that Democrats have been waging a political war and using subpoenas as a weapon. Mehta says the House inquiries appear legitimate on their face.
It's totally the wrong decision by, obviously, an Obama-appointed judge.
Mehta was confirmed by the Senate unanimously in 2014. President Trump says his attorneys will take the case to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, correspondent Weijia Jiang tells us President Trump hit the campaign trail yesterday.
Gotta win this state.
In Montoursville, Pennsylvania last night, President Trump tried to galvanize his supporters in a battleground state crucial to his re-election campaign.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Ticking off a list of accomplishments.
When you have the best economy probably that we've ever had, I don't know, how the hell do you lose this election?
Former and current Trump campaign officials tell CBS News the economy and new jobs are the stars of the 2020 playbook in Rust Belt states. And while the president's campaign claims it sees the entire Democratic field as one bloc, they are clearly developing an argument against former Vice President Joe Biden.
I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state.
For the second time in a week, there's been a small plane crash near Ketchikan, Alaska. A pilot and passenger were killed. CBS's Laura Podesta says it again involves a Taquan Air float plane.
An NTSB spokesperson has said that it is unusual for an operator to have two accidents in a short time, but that alone does not infer that there is a safety issue with the company, with their pilots, or with the type of aircraft.
Well, last week, two tourist planes collided and crashed. 6 people died. Dallas police are investigating the shooting death of a transgender woman. CBS's Anna Werner says it comes weeks after she was beaten in what was called a hate crime.
This time it was me, the next time it could be someone else.
Less than a month after speaking out about her attack, Malaysia Booker was found shot to death in a Dallas neighborhood.
Officers found the complainant lying face down in the street, deceased from homicidal violence.
Booker's previous assault in April was captured on cell phone video. The 23-year-old told authorities she was beaten following a minor traffic accident and said her attackers used homophobic slurs. Authorities charged Edward Thomas with aggravated assault. Although it was flagged as a hate crime, gender identity is not listed under Texas's hate crime statute. At this point, police have not connected that attack to Booker's murder. Her father hopes it wasn't a targeted killing.
I don't want to see nobody's child go through any of this, nobody's family.
Well, U.S. Customs and Border Protection says a Guatemalan teenager has died in custody. The 16-year-old was found unresponsive yesterday at a Texas facility a day after he was given Tamiflu. He's the fifth Guatemalan child to die in U.S. custody since December. In a worst-case scenario, researchers have looked at rising oceans and the U.S. coast in the year 2100. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The peer-reviewed study finds sea levels could rise as much as 6.5 feet.
There are going to be a lot of places where some people are going to have to retreat.
Co-author Michael Oppenheimer, New York, Miami, New Orleans, among those that could be threatened, he says, if radical action isn't taken to battle climate change. UN Chief Antonio Guterres is not optimistic.
The paradox is that as things are getting worse on the ground, political will seems to be fading.
The new projections are twice as dire as the UN calculations. They're based on new models for the rate of polar ice melts. Steve?
General Motors is out with a feature that forces teenage drivers to buckle up before they drive.
This is an extension of GM's special teen driver mode that currently monitors a young person's driving. Now, says engineer Tricia Morrow, this shift lever won't move until the driver is buckled.
The shifter's actually locked, and a message, buckle seatbelt to shift, shows up in the driver information center. Once the seatbelt is buckled, the vehicle is able to be shifted.
Morrow says only 59% of teens now buckle up every time they drive. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Well, Dress Barn, in business for 50 years, says it's making plans to close all 650 stores in the U.S. It's not clear how long a winding down process is going to take. Big Bourbon wants the best and brightest to carry on a long tradition.
The University of Kentucky is getting $5 million from renowned bourbon maker Jim Beam to teach and encourage the next generation of master distillers. The program will be supervised by UK horticulture professor Seth DeBolt.
So you could be a major in engineering, or you could be a major in agriculture, business, marketing, wherever your strength is. And it gives you a foot into the door to enter the industry.
The Bluegrass State produces 95% of the world's bourbon supply. There's been a huge decline in Kentucky bourbon exports because of President Donald Trump's tariffs fight. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
An apologetic man says he was drunk and didn't know what he was doing when he urinated on a park memorial in Hamilton, New Jersey, that honors a 9-year-old boy who died of brain cancer. Both he and a friend who shot video of it and posted it online are facing charges. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.